than Trump.
Trump? Well, I feel like the man himself is a bit of an idiot, but I feel like the whole reason he was elected is quite interesting, because there was a lot of discontent, but I don't feel like they're being, the people that voted for him felt like they're being listened to. I can understand why people voted for him, but personally, not my cup of tea. I think he's a bit of a buffoon.
Very true.
Yeah.
And Brexit.
Well, I think that relates back to that, because I feel like there's a lot of anger and discontent with the way stuff is going in politics and in life in general. But I feel like people, or politicians in general, aren't realising kind of, not so much the plight, but all the struggles of the working class and everyone else that's living through that. So they've got to really start making a difference, otherwise more stuff like this is going to happen. So really, people just got to realise what's going on here, instead of just blaming it as, oh, people are racist, oh, people are liberal, and see that. People have got to stop putting people in boxes. They've got to see people as individuals with their own individual problems.
Okay, and Theresa May specifically?
Theresa May, I feel bad for her, because she's been put into quite a bad position. Mm-hmm. I mean, her own party's against her, Labour's against her, and Labour's getting more popular. Everyone seems to be against it, so I sympathise for her. But at the same time, I don't really support her. Mm-hmm. I don't support her views, but I just sympathise for the person behind it.
She's put herself in a difficult position.
Yes, that's an understatement.
Referendum.
Scottish? Yes or no? Funny you should say that. I was at the cabinet meeting. Yes, on the Scottish Parliament cabinet meeting a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting a photo of Nicola Sturgeon as well. But I feel like independence is a tricky thing to do, because it needs to be just right for it to work. And I feel like the way stuff is going, it's got to be, I don't know, I feel like the infrastructure isn't there, because for a long-term success with independence, infrastructure needs to be put in place. But if you're relying on oil to do that, that's a market that we don't have a guarantee on. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it seems to be a lot more secure to go for it, because right now I don't see it working out. Mm-hmm.
Politics is easy to ask about. I don't know what else to ask about.
Interests. Go for something, hobbies or something like that.
What are your hobbies?
Rugby, I guess.
Okay, elaborate. Why do you like rugby?
I don't know, it's just getting out there and just doing something, eh? Because mm-hmm. you get to just have a run about, hit a couple of people, get a bit of aggression out, and just relax for the rest of the week.
Do you have a job?
No.
Do you want a job?
No, I just came out of a job.
Oh,
I don't really.
Did you hate it?
I didn't hate it. The people I worked with were good, it was good stuff, it just wasn't for me.
Where was it?
Sports Direct. That's training. It was good. I enjoyed it all. People there were lovely. It's just didn't really work with all my school stuff and the rugby at the same time, so it's just,
money's good, work is hard.
Yeah. Should put it on a poster.
Okay. About right. Maybe interviews about my 40. We can swap again.
Yeah, swap. Alright.